The Gemara Shabbat Daf Chafei Amud Bet tells us a practice of one of the great Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Elai, that his practice was on Erev Shabbat they would bring for him hot water and he would wash his face and he would wash his hands and he would wash his feet lichbot Shabbat. Based on that Gemara, Maran writes in Siman Resh Samech, Mitzvah lirchots panav yadav v'raglav b'chamin b'erev Shabbat. It is a mitzvah for one to bathe at least his panav, his face, and his hands and his legs on Erev Shabbat, lichbod Shabbat. We see here also that some of the greatest Chachamim took away from their, obviously their Torah time, from their studying, in order to fulfill this important mitzvah. The Arizal, for example, was very careful in this mitzvah, and of course he had many kavanot, according to the Kabbalah, and he said that specifically the order must be panav, yadav, and aglav. But even if one is taking a full shower, let's say one should wash his face first, and then his right hand, and then his left hand, and then his right leg, and then his left leg, in order to fulfill the mitzvah in the proper way. Furthermore, that he says specifically one should use hot water. Even in the summer months, one should try to use some hot water. But the Mishnah Berurah warns us that in the winter months, one must be careful to make sure to take the hot shower before Shabbat. Sometimes in the winter, the time is short, and the shower is taken on Shabbat. It is forbidden to take hot showers on Shabbat. And therefore, from going to do a mitzvah, going chas v'shalom could lead to be making an avera. So one has to be careful that he's out of the shower from before Shabbat, in order that he doesn't make isur.